Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I am one of your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and you will now learn who the magical DC Love is.
DC. Hello,
this is
DC. I'm here. I have Jackson in the background. Sorry about that. Okay, sit down for a couple minutes. It's a crazy, crazy day, Barbara. I'm trying to be a Grammy and do my other stuff here, too. Did you tell everyone about you, Barbara?
No, you always tell everyone about you first.
You know what? I'm going to ask for today if you could do that first.
Having one of those days. Okay. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. That's a lot to say. What I am is a freedom and empowerment life coach. And what I do, well, I'm also a conscious channel. I do different modalities of energy healing, like energy upcycling, which is a new method that I was gifted by the divine, which is a life-altering experience. And I just absolutely love it. I also do Dear Innate work, and that is something that I learned from Cryon. And so that also came from the divine. It's interesting. My stuff's coming from the divine more and more now. But I've learned many different methods in all the years that I've been doing this work. And I started doing the life coaching because my life sucked. And I wanted to figure out how to make it better. And so I was guided to become a life coach and to work with other people. And as I worked with other people and learned all these different modalities and all of these different experiences, it also worked on my life. And so it's been a win-win kind of a situation. And I've come to the point where I absolutely love it. I love what I do. I just love transforming people's lives, and I love transforming my life. So life has definitely gotten to be 1,000% better than it was when I first started this. The energy upcycling is something new, and I'm having a special on it for the month of September. So if you'd like to experience 30 minutes of it, and it's amazing how much you can change in 30 minutes, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Energy Upcycling, and all of the information is there, and you can schedule the session and pay for it and everything on that webpage. And if you have any questions, you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, because I want you to be comfortable with your decision beforehand so you don't have all of that negative energy about you. Although clearing that negative energy is incredibly easy with energy upcycling. So I guess either way, it's fine. All right, DC, I think I've told them everything I was supposed to tell them about me. Hopefully you are ready now.
I hope so. Jackson is saying today is he's done for today. He said he's going to sit down and watch his favorite show. So he said today's canceled. But as you know, like as everyone's listening, they're seeing from, you know, the two of us conversing and telling a little bit about, you know, ourselves, that you really don't have to be perfect to be amazing. And that is so true. Just be yourself and, you know, be courageous. And I was told at one point, you know, I'm DC Love. I was told to call myself the magical DC Love. I really resonate with that because I really love magical moments. And I do believe in magic. And I feel like I've been on a magical journey because my journey has been normal. It started with cookies flying off countertops, my cell phone texting me and sitting on me. Actually sitting on me so hard I couldn't breathe. And I had to yell, get off. But I had no other choice but to listen. And this did propel me forward on the path that I am on. Be here. It is an amazing path. And you know, when all this happened, it happened really fast. It was very sudden. It was unexpected. And I really realized I have a strong connection to spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I used to have, you know, a law enforcement way of living. I mean, law enforcement was my thing, and I just, you know, I hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I also channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing. Sister Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. And Callie is sitting here laughing when I say Joan Rivers. I try to keep a straight face. But Joan and I, we've been together now for quite a while, and my goodness, Barbara, it took me so long to realize that, you know, Joan is really divine. It wasn't easy, but I did say, okay, Joan, I'm adding you to the team. And the cool thing about Joan is she's left this door open, and those on the other side, they seem to be walking through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating as well as wide variety of divine source and the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. I was just speaking with a lovely lady a couple of days ago, and she just said, Joan Rivers, I refuse to talk to Joan Rivers. So I was trying to keep a straight face. I was just like, oh, my gosh, that is so funny. But Joan is truly a loving guide of mine, and I embrace, you know, her humor and sometimes her little bit of a pushy way, but she truly is. She's amazing. I'm so happy she's with me. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. And I think that's it. Probably enough about me, but good evening, you know, happy Sunday, everyone. It's from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And now we will go to our callers. Remember, if you call in, to press the number 1 so that we know you want to talk to us. Otherwise, you just get to listen. And our first caller is from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Oh, me, yay. Hi, it's Lisa from Connecticut. How are you girls tonight?
Hello,
Lisa. We're doing great, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I wish I lived close to D.C. because Jackson could come here while she spoke.
Yeah, that would be awesome. He probably wouldn't want to come back because Lisa really spoils the little ones for sure.
Drop them off anytime. Just pick them up in time for college, please.
Well, that sounds like a plan. I'm going to get him a ticket, and he'll be over soon.
Okay.
I'll just fly him. I have a plane is just landing now in my yard, so he'll be over in a couple minutes, Lisa. But what's going on with you, our beautiful friend?
I'm just a lot of people not being nice, and I'm just wondering. I'm just not navigating well lately.
And what seems to be on Gizmo's mind?
Gizmo's barking at the bikes driving by, and I'm overjoyed because that's a good thing. She's up and barking.
Yeah, she sounds nice and strong. Her voice sounds beautiful.
Prednisone is miracles.
Yes, it truly does.
She's a little supergirl right now.
You do realize, like, all the miracles that, you know, have been around you, and you've been helping not only Gizmo, but you've been helping sick animals and sick people and everything, and you truly have so much, you know, that you offer others. And I hope that you realize, like, all that you do and everything, that is a gift as well, Lisa.
Okay. Thank you.
I just hope you see that you truly are a gift. And just, you know, having Gizmo, like, every day and just waking up and being able to have, you know, breakfast with her and all the simple things. Just make sure you always say thank you because it truly is beautiful. And those moments are surely the most precious.
Yes,
and
they are.
And the angels are saying, Lisa, you've been through a lot, but you are stronger than you think, okay? And I'm hearing divine resolution, okay? And don't see yourself, you know, as a victim in all this. We're not going to do that. Don't see it as good or bad. Just see it as it just is, okay?
Okay.
And allow the divine to come in and really, you know, they have a beautiful solution for you. So as I'm saying that, you know, the angel is saying you really have to make sure that you're trusting. That, you know, God does have a solution for you, Lisa. Okay, and Ginger's saying, you know what? I'm just hanging out, you know, with your divine team, and from the way I see it, everything is going to be okay, Lisa. Okay, you just have to trust. You've got to relax, and when you do, you're going to see that your prayers will be answered, okay?
So I hope it's...
You do have a divine team with you, but as I'm, you know, connecting with you, you're still holding on to fear and worry, Lisa. And we can't, you know, we can't try to hold on to, like, the outcome. We've got to let that go. We can't be the script writer. We have to just believe and trust that all is well and it can be healed, okay?
Okay.
And Mother Mary is, you know, she's just saying, she's there to help you actually, you know, to develop those beautiful spiritual gifts that you have, Lisa, okay? You're very intuitive. And you've really got to, you know, be able to allow yourself to receive a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and also boundaries. Boundaries are so very important. Okay? And, you know, when it is time, you have to be able to stand up for yourself. Even if there's going to be a little bit of a conflict or a confrontation, that's okay, because Mother Mary, the angels, Jesus, they're all in your corner. And I see Ginger and Joan as well. And they're going to help you to maintain those healthy boundaries and to really let go of the fear that you've been holding on to for so long. Okay? That fear is, you know, it holds you back in some ways, and you really don't need to do that, hon, okay?
Okay.
So we have a beautiful angel coming, and she's coming in. She's saying, my beloved Lisa, you know, this truly is your time. It is time to really, you know, to focus on your purpose. So if you'll allow me, I'd like to come in and to help you to have a little bit more balance and to really clear the energy around you along with Barbara Grace and to release all that doubt and frustration that you've been having. My goodness. So as we know, as we discussed as well, you know, there's different seasons in life, Lisa, and this is going to be a very important season for you. Summer is over. And, you know, we're going into fall, and I just see beautiful things on the horizon for you, okay? So you really want to be able to, you know, to be open and receptive to them. And what Ginger's saying, she said, Mom, I'm inside Lisa's, you know, in her head, and I'm, you know, checking out the heart area and stuff, and she's saying she really is holding on to some things that she needs to clear away. There are feelings and there are thoughts. And there is a little confusion, and, you know, she's got to get rid of those. And she's so happy that you called in, and so are we. And once you try to relax, you know, and just start to breathe, you're going to feel a lot better, Lisa. You're going to feel, you know, things are starting to feel a little bit more calm. You're going to feel a little bit more balanced. And, you know, the angels are surrounding you as Barbara Grace is going to come in. And really get rid of all that stuff you're holding on to, okay?
Okay.
Are you eating enough?
Probably not.
Okay. Because Ginger's saying, you know, you really would benefit if you had a little bit more of a balanced diet. Okay?
Oh, it's balanced. I just haven't had time to eat much.
Okay. Well, you've got to take time to really to take care of Lisa, because, you know, if you don't take care of you, you surely can't do what you're doing. And okay?
Okay.
And, you know, what you're thinking is as important as what you're eating and drinking. So, you know, we're going to help you to let go of all the fear, all the negativity, and replace all of that with love, you know, which is truly your nature. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm just seeing, like, two people coming together a little bit more. Possibly, like, a relationship, a long-term relationship. And
okay.
It feels like it's coming together. It's strengthening. And it just feels like a blessing is coming your way, Lisa, with that with that union, okay? And the angels are saying, you are so important, Lisa. You are this beautiful being of light, and you've got to honor yourself more, okay? The more you're able to see how amazing you are, you know, you're going to help people to feel that beautiful love that you have and see that in you, and then they'll be able to see it in themselves as well, okay? So it really all starts with you, Lisa, okay? Ginger is saying that she's asking that to make sure that you say something positive every day in regard to yourself, okay, and in regard to, you know, your living situation, and to be mindful of any negative thoughts that come in. And if you, you know, if you realize that you're, you know, saying something negative, then just, you know, stop the sentence and start over and say something positive, because it truly is going to make a difference. And this is a very, very important, you know, beautiful chapter of your life. This is a chapter of your life where I see you walking into this new area, you know, you're expanding and you're growing, and this has to do with your life purpose, okay?
Okay, thank you.
This is, you know, all about your soul's desires. So you've got to stay on your path, and you've got to be open-minded. You've got to allow love to just, you know, just permeate everywhere, every aspect of your life, okay? You're going to see doors are opening. You're going to be guided to where you need to be. And I also see not only your divine team, but I see family members as well from the other side. And they're saying, Lisa, we're so proud of you. And your dad is saying, you know, Lisa, I love you so much. You are amazing. You're doing wonderful things. I could never be any more proud than I am right now of you. You're so amazing. And he's wishing that, you know, like he had fears when he lived an earthly lifetime. He's wishing that he was able to, you know, to live a life where he could have been the person that he really wanted to be, and to tell you, you know, he's saying every day how much you meant to him and how much he loves you, honey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And he's saying he sees you walking, you know, like on a path of success. And he's walking with you, hon. You're not walking alone. So he is part of your divine team, and he's going to be there. And he could not be any more proud than he is of you, honey. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, and I see him, like, walking on your right side, and then I look and thinking, who's that on the left? Actually, Archangel Michael is walking with your dad as well. Okay? They're both with you. And you're growing spiritually. So it's really important that you stay in balance. And Archangel Michael is, you know, he's going to do whatever he can do to really help you, you know, to go forward on that beautiful journey, because you're so needed, okay?
Wow, thank you.
And he's the angel of justice, faith, and hope. And, you know, he's got that beautiful strength and courage. And he's going to help you to really, you know, to own your abilities and to really stay on track with your beautiful divine plan, okay? And to really give you more hope in regards to the relationships that are in your life as well, honey. Okay, so he's very honored to be here with you. And he's saying, Lisa, call on me whenever you need me. You're supposed to be a leader, Lisa. Okay, and the divine, you know, your divine team, they're all so proud of you, and they're, you know, they want to help you to do what you need to do, because you've been of service, but you're going to be called to be of more service, okay?
Okay, they better get me well.
Well, we're going to start right now. We're going to invite in Barbara Grace, and we're going to start with that healing journey right now, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you, DC.
God bless you, hon.
Okay,
Lisa.
Grace,
were you chuckling, Barbara Grace?
Life is meant to be enjoyed. I mean, I'm having a great time. Okay, so we are going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements. So just repeat after me. Dear Innate, I call back my power.
Dear Innate, I call back my power.
Dear Innate, other people's words and actions have no effect on me.
Dear Nate, other people's words and actions have no effect on me.
Dear Nate, I am the one who chooses how I feel.
Dear Nate, I am the one who chooses how I feel.
Dear Nate, I love myself enough to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I love myself enough to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Dear Nate, I let go of the past.
Take a nice, deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels better, thank you. Ooh.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I put myself first.
Dear Nate, I put myself first.
Dear Nate, I matter.
Dear Nate, I matter.
And a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Better, better, better. Thank you.
Okay, dear Nate, I choose to know my purpose.
Yeah, dear Nate, I choose to know my purpose, please.
Dear Nate, I have clarity about who I am.
Dear Nate, I have clarity about who I am.
Dear Nate, I am good enough.
Dear Nate, I am good enough.
And nice deep breath. Okay, so what's your purpose?
I just heard healer.
Ah, see? That's a wonderful purpose.
I need credentials then.
No, first you need to believe in yourself. And just let yourself do what flows through you naturally.
Okay, deal.
Thank you. So, you know, you can start practicing. You can always practice on Gizmo, because Gizmo will let you do anything to her.
I do.
Practice on yourself.
To her demand.
Practice on houseplants. Oh, go ahead.
No, I practice on Gizmo to her dismay, I said.
She's okay with it.
Oh, yeah. She likes to give this. She's very good at the look. What are you doing? I'm like, just sit there. Nope, I'm going to walk over here.
Well, she truly loves what you do. She's just being Gizmo, but she appreciates and she loves all the healing. She really does.
Oh,
and you're not only here to heal, you're here to be a leader and a teacher. So you've got, you know, you've got a couple of really important things, and it all starts with love. And just, you know, send love to everyone. And it starts with you loving yourself too, Lisa. You've got to love yourself and, you know, a lot of self-care as well. Everything
okay.
Strikes with
you. All right, Lisa, you've got your assignment, so get busy.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Aww.
You too, sweetheart.
Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 951, and let's see if this is Nathaniel.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you today, dear?
Really good, really good. Feeling better and better.
Good. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message from Jesus and a tune-up from Grace and
Okay, let's see what DC's getting first.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Nathaniel.
Oh,
it's always
an
honor to connect with you, hon. It's our pleasure. And as we're connecting, I do see Archangel Raphael coming in. And I see this beautiful, beautiful green orb, and it's around you, Nathaniel. And it's the beautiful healing energy that he's been giving you as we've been connecting. And he's saying, Nathaniel, I am always here for you, my beloved. I'm here to support you, to help you. And, you know, if there are times where you have a little bit of stress or maybe you need a little bit of hope, call upon me. So he definitely is with you, Nathaniel, and he's been with you. He's been watching you as you've been calling in, you know, to the shows. Are you getting enough of exercise, Nathaniel?
Am I what? Getting what?
Exercise.
Yeah, I'm getting exercise. You think I should be exercising more?
I heard the word exercise. So I was just wondering if you were, you know, if you're getting enough exercise. I mean, even gently walking and just like breathing, you know, sitting outside, visualizing. You don't have to go crazy. But a little walk in nature is a great way to get a little exercise and to really feel good. Yeah.
I walk when I'm on patrol, so I walk around the shopping center a lot.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And I'm just being shown, I had told you this before, and I'm getting it again. Nathaniel, you're going in a different direction than the direction you're in now. There is a little bit of fear within you. There is some worry. And what is it about change that, like, gives you, like, a sort of, like, this uneasy feeling?
I'm not sure. I should embrace change maybe more.
Okay, well, that's why we're here. The angels are helping you. But, you know, you're going to be moving in a new direction that is going to be positive. It is going to be fun. It's going to be wonderful, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting as well, I'm just seeing all this beautiful energy around you. And Nathaniel, the angels are just showing me, like, you have this magnificent light. And you're asked to share that light with the world, okay? The world is ready for your beautiful, unique light that only that you could bring to the world, Nathaniel. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that, you know, you are so, like, so compassionate to others, but yet you don't offer that same compassion to yourself. Okay? So you've got to do that as well. And you're such an amazing, beautiful, sensitive soul. You're very kind. You're very understanding. So Archangel Michael, like you said, he's walking with you along with Archangel Raphael to really help you on your path. And he's asking you to visualize what it is, you know, that brings you joy. Okay. And I just feel like this healing energy has been around you. And it's helping with, like, relationships as well. Because I know some of your relationships, you know, they're not, they haven't been the best. And as I said, that Archangel Gabriel is also coming in because you are such a sensitive, beautiful soul. Okay?
Oh, thank you, Tisha.
Yes, to really help you to go forward, Nathaniel. So, again, like I said, you do have that little bit of fear and worry in regard to change, Nathaniel. And we don't want you to, you know, to have that because the change that we see for you is amazing. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be afraid of. And I'm getting the word miracle around you, okay? When I said change, not only was there fear and worry, but I felt like you got a little bit more stress. So when you hear the word change, it automatically brings in like this little bit of stress, okay? And you don't have to have that. So don't, you know, like, keep going, Ginger, saying don't give up, don't give in. Don't stop, Nathaniel, until you get your miracle, okay?
Okay.
Stay strong, filled with hope, okay, because good things are coming your way. And with that being said, I am going to turn you over now to Barbara for a little bit of that beautiful healing, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, Nathaniel. Here we go. Dear innate, I release the stress of change.
Dear innate, I release the stress of change.
Dear innate, I release all of the old energy of change.
Dear innate, I release all the old energy of change.
Dear innate, I embrace change.
Dear innate, I embrace change.
Dear innate, I am open to knowing my purpose.
Dear innate, I am open to knowing my purpose.
Dear innate, I accept guidance on my new path.
Dear innate, I accept guidance on my new path.
Dear innate, I release my old way of being.
Dear innate, I release my old way of being.
Dear innate, I embrace the essence of who I am.
Dear innate, I embrace the essence of who I am.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I truly love myself.
Dear innate, I truly love myself.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Oh, better. Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You are welcome. All right. Well, take care. Don't forget to have fun. Don't forget to make music.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 917627. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah?
Hey, Barbara. Hey, DC. It's Tim from New York. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Hi, Tim.
My goodness, it's nice
great.
To hear you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's great to hear from you. It's great to speak to you guys. Summer's over, and I'm sad about it, but you got to move on. How's everybody doing?
Now you can enjoy the fall.
Indeed. Summer's my time, though, so, you know, but hey, it's New York City. The fall makes you appreciate it this summer even more. I was just calling from you guys, and it's always like when I call and I hear the other callers, you know, the message always resonates, you know. So I'm waiting for my new job to get the call. I've been stressing out because I haven't done some of this stuff in years, and I haven't been catching up. So I've been, you know, just having that little clock running, little fear-based programming. So I'm, you know, hearing you guys' voice automatically calms me down, lets me know, you know, to focus, that I can do this. I'm going to reach out to some colleagues, see if I can catch up, you know, and just try to embrace the change when it comes. I'm just calling to see what the good words you guys had for me.
Beautiful, Tim. And Ginger is saying, she was singing Don't Worry, Be Happy, and you're saying, she's saying, I was saying he hasn't done this stuff in years. She's saying, well, guess what, Tim? Barbara Grace in D.C., we haven't done some of this stuff in lifetimes. So lighten up, you know, be optimistic. All is well, and all is truly well. Nothing to worry about. You've got to let go of the logic, and you've got to trust your intuition. You've got to trust your feelings, and so you have experience. And she's saying he's putting his experience on the table. So I'm getting the word fulfillment around you. You've got to trust in yourself. Okay, have you been journaling, Tim? Because Ginger's saying, you know, journaling would really help you.
I have not, but I was just saying to myself that I'm going to get a new special book just for that and try to automatically write and put some thoughts down.
Okay, so while you're getting that new special book, what kind of artistic things do you do? Because I'm just seeing a palette with all these colors, and that tells me that you're like, you know, that you have artistic talents. And it's time to really, you know, express them, let them come out, Tim.
Okay.
So what do you do creatively?
Creatively, it's my storytelling that I'm just trying to figure out how to weave into a little story.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, that's awesome. Very cool. Well, this is a time of joy. There's going to be celebrations. This is going to be like a magical time for you. So just stay in that, you know, attitude of gratitude. Connect with your joy. And really, you know, you've got to know that you deserve all the good that's coming your way. You truly do deserve it. It's a wonderful time of transformation for you as well. And I'm getting... You really, you know, you've really got to feel it, Tim. I hope you're feeling like all the good that's coming your way. Feel it and know that it's yours. And at times, you may not, like, you know, tell others exactly what you would like to say. There's a possibility that you may be a little afraid to speak your truth, and you shouldn't, because the angels are there. They're going to help you to speak your truth in a loving way, okay? They're going to do it really lovingly, honestly. And when we do it in that way, it never hurts anyone. But if we don't speak our truth, we don't express what we're feeling, it's actually harmful to us, okay?
Okay.
So if there's anything that you've been wanting to discuss with anyone, allow the angels, you know, to come in and to help you with that, okay?
Okay.
Is there a situation that may be in need of healing in your life?
Mostly just my personal relationship. My relationship with my parents, they drive me crazy. I'm trying to help them out. So I'm trying to build a bridge so they can allow me to help them out with various things.
Okay. Okay. And when you said parents, I just saw like a woman forward. So what are the issues that you have with your mom, Tim?
She has a myriad of health problems. Got health problems, and they also have little foster kids, which they might be at the age where they shouldn't have little kids full time, but they don't listen to me.
Right.
So, so it's just a lot. It's running around little kids and her health.
I'm going to invite Barbara in because you are holding on to some, like, really old and heavy emotions that you don't have to hold on to anymore.
Okay.
Okay? And you've got to trust that all is the way it's supposed to be. And you've got to focus on Tim. You've got to relax, breathe. Divine doorways to begin to open for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you've got to focus a little bit more on you. And, you know, there's fear within you. There's worries within you as well. And but if we can clear those up, you're going to feel so much better. And And I'm getting family concerns are going to be healed as well. So whatever anxiety that you have, just breathe it out upward to heaven. And I'm going to connect you now with Barbara. Okay, Tim?
Okay.
God bless.
All right, Tim. Let's do our dear innate statement.
Okay.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for not listening.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for not listening.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for not valuing herself.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for not valuing herself.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for teaching me not to value myself.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother for teaching me to not value myself.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for everything he ever did wrong.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for everything he ever did wrong.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear innate, I release the need to fix my parents' lives.
Dear innate, I release the need to fix my parents' lives.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be me.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be me.
Dear innate, I give myself the space to change.
Dear innate, I give myself the space to change.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels great.
Good.
Thank you guys
so much.
They say
you're doing good work and they want you to keep it up.
You got it. Thank you guys so much. Love you. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Tim, have a good evening, hon. Thank you.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are going to the caller from area code 805.
Hi, guys. It's Teresa.
Hello,
hello,
Teresa.
Hey. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good.
So what's going on, Teresa?
I'm just hanging out and doing this, that, and the other. And I just looked over and saw that you guys had a show, and I thought, ooh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, very
yeah.
cool. And as, you know, as you said, it's Teresa. And I heard Ginger singing, "You Gotta Have Faith." She's singing. And I was like, who is this for? She said, Teresa. I said, okay. And she's saying, girlfriend, you've got the power. You've got the gifts. You've got the talent. You've learned this many, many lifetimes. She's saying, all that's waiting now is for you to unlock your potential and move forward.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah,
I had a feeling he was going to say that, but I just don't know how to do that, obviously, or I would have, because I feel it.
Okay. I'm just seeing like the angels surrounding you.
Mhm.
And I had a pastime in Atlantis, and for some reason, they're showing me that you two were in Atlantis. You were a healer of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what showing me. Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe that's if you cool. read a little bit, you know, about the healers of Atlantis, maybe that will
okay.
open something for you. Because
okay,
they were, life was based on joy, and the joy was found everywhere with everything, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I just, you know, you have such joy, and you've got to connect with more joy. And with them, you know, some of them had some issues, and they blocked their own power. And I feel like you're blocking your own psychic abilities.
Well, obviously, because I feel them there, but I don't
and
know
I
how to.
And I feel like you had an issue in that lifetime as well, Teresa,
mm-hmm.
that you know, the energy, like, around you caused a block. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
now like you're still, you know, you're holding on to that.
Mm.
You know, we've got to get rid of that, you know, those, you know, that unresolved, you know, energy that caused you to have that block.
Hmm.
Okay?
So, okay.
I mean, you know, like Atlantis didn't end well, you know? So,
no, it didn't.
You're saying we're going to make sure that this lifetime ends very well for you, okay?
Okay. What
can we
I
really
got
to get you on track. She's saying, Auntie Barbara, we've got to get a hold of Teresa now and get her on track. Atlantis was enough. It really was, and I feel that. Yeah, that was enough, Teresa. You know?
Goodness.
Yeah,
mercy.
And here, Ginger saying, girlfriend, hand over your fears. Let's go. There's a golden box, you know, down by your feet. Put your fears, put your worries in them, and
mm-hmm.
allow yourself to start anew, because this is a time that you have the ability to really go forward on this amazing path.
Mm-hmm.
This path is going to be filled with blessings. Yeah.
I feel mm-hmm.
And there's no limit, you know, to what... You know, what you can do, and, you know, you have such a divine team that are, you know, they're
yeah.
with you every step of the way.
I know
okay?
it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's,
yeah.
Oh, Mom, look at all the blessings around Teresa. Okay? So
uh-huh.
she's saying, you know, please, you know, whenever you get in that frame of mind, just, you know, pray. You know, put it in the form of a prayer. Don't worry anymore, because there's no need to worry. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
She really wants to keep, you know, she wants you to keep you on that path, because there's so much good coming your way, Teresa, and you deserve, you know, you really deserve it all. Okay,
well,
you've worked hard, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you've just kept the faith on your journey. You're just amazing. Truly, truly amazing. And she's saying, Mom, her spiritual gifts are amazing.
Oh my God.
She's she's standing like a little bit back, because Archangel Haniel is coming in.
Mm.
Archangel Haniel is going to help you, okay?
Okay.
To really, you know, to awaken to that inner wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know if you've seen any, I'm seeing like a pale blue color, like around. And...
Mm.
That's one of the colors, like, associated with Haniel. But Haniel is also associated with the moon, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, next time we have a full moon and everything, you know, connect
yeah.
with Archangel Haniel, and you could do a special ceremony, release anything that you want to release at that time. Haniel
mm-hmm.
works with people in regard to those that are artists, helps those with marriages, okay? And...
Mm-hmm.
Haniel is coming forward because she believes that you have these beautiful abilities. They're natural abilities, and you've got to trust. Feel them, hear them, taste them, smell them, and really allow them to, you know, to come up and come out. These are God-given talents, and the world is waiting for you to use them, Teresa.
I'm just wondering what it is I should be doing. I mean, I've got the meditation.
But you've got to release.
On.
Okay, we've got to come in and release past issues. And then you're going to see things clear up. So, like I said, you know, the lifetime in Atlantis is what I'm seeing.
Mm.
So I'm going to ask Anne and to help clear that away, okay?
Okay, DC.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. Hi, Barbara.
Okay, Teresa. Hello, sweetheart.
Hi.
Let's see how they want to do this. So I guess
okay. Repeat
after me.
All right.
Dear Renate, I release the blocks from past lifetimes.
Dear Renate, I release the blocks from past lifetimes.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for my lifetime in Atlantis.
Repeat that, please.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for my lifetime in Atlantis.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for my lifetime in Atlantis.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for the wrong I have done in every lifetime.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for the wrong that I've done in, was it every lifetime?
Yes.
In every lifetime.
Dear Renate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear Renate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I should hold back from my gifts.
Dear Renate, I forgive myself for... I'm sorry, my neighbor is riding by on his bike and kind of distracting me. Say that.
Okay. Dear Renate, I release the need to hold back from any of my gifts.
I release the need to hold back from any of my gifts.
Dear Renate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Renate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Renate, I open my heart to me.
Dear Renate, I open my heart to me.
Dear Renate, I choose to know my purpose.
Dear Renate, I choose to know my purpose.
Dear Renate, I choose to live my purpose.
Dear Renate, I choose to live my purpose.
Dear Renate, I stand in my power now and forevermore.
Dear Renate, I stand in my power now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath.
Just have that little anxiety feeling in my chest, because I know I'm just, it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, every day, I know it's there. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe two more statements. I don't know. Dear Renate, I now open to my gifts and talents.
Dear Renate, I now open to my gifts and power.
Dear Renate, I am now fearless.
Dear Renate, I am now fearless.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
I felt a little better. It's just amazing.
Wonderful. Now you're going to have to let us know what comes up.
Oh, well, you know I'm going to. I'm going to. I promise you guys.
Should be interesting.
It should be. I mean, every day, I've got a bunch of people that I follow on YouTube. I mean, even when I take my walks, it's in my ears. Oh. It's, my ears go out. We're hearing aids, but they'll go out. They go out you know, and I look at the time, it just happens a lot. Or my ears will ring really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Really loud. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, one of the things guidance is saying is for you to not listen so much to others, but listen more to you.
Well, these people help me with that. They're the higher self. They're, you know what I mean, when the full moon came and all these things that are happening to people, and it just helps me to recognize things.
They're still saying, step back from it.
Okay. Okay, I'm listening. Step back from
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. I sit out in the garden. I mean, I was swarmed by butterflies the other day. There were these two that just were around and around and around and around. I walked out my back door. Yeah, I walked out my back door, and a dragonfly landed right next to me on the fence. Little tiny one. And it was almost like when I looked at it, it looked at me. So I spend time outside, you know, with the dogs. I'm growing pumpkins, and the butterflies come. They love my garden. And I sit out there, you know, and I walk my dogs. So I spend my time looking at nature and listening to nature. I do a lot of that, too.
Good.
Yeah. So, goodness.
Well, I think that they're going to be talking with you more and more. So
okay.
they want you to actually hear them, which means you can't be listening to something else.
Okay. So if I just sit out there then, just sit out there and listen. Do that more often.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm open. I'm open to suggestions from you, Gals. Whatever
you, know what?
You see.
You've got to relax a little bit. And Ginger saying for tomorrow, she just wants you to put on your to-do list, be happy. Just be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have 100 days left of the year. I think she said today is day 265, I believe. That's what she's telling me from her.
Wow.
We have like 100 more days. She's saying, just relax, you know. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about believing, you know. You don't have to know that, you know, how it's going to happen, but you know that it's going to happen. You got to have faith.
Would you recommend meditating more?
You know, you meditate. Teresa, just connect with your joy and have some fun. Just, you know, do things that bring you joy.
Yes.
I think you're over.
I hear you're
overdoing
your voice
things.
All the time. Yeah. I know. You told me that. Mm-hmm. I worry about worrying.
Yeah. You know, have faith and connect with your joy. Make sure you make time for you, for animals, and just be, you know.
Yeah.
And don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. You're worrying a little bit too much. And you're saying just trust in the process.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, it's sort of like she's saying, Risa, you're that caterpillar. And you've got to allow yourself to become that beautiful butterfly.
Right.
Gotta allow. Trust.
Allow it on my wall. Allow.
Yeah, and trust in the process. Trust in the process.
Okay.
So you've just got to enjoy yourself and connect with your joy.
Okay.
And Ginger, you know, she's saying, like I said, I think we have 100, you know, more days of the year. And she's saying that's enough for at least 100 more opportunities that are going to come your way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I agree with that.
She's saying, did you believe in Santa Claus, Teresa, when you were like 7 or 6?
Yes. Yes. And I can
Why are you not believing in yourself right now?
I can remember coming in the house at 11 years old, 11, sitting on my bed when I found out from my friends, it's your mom and dad. And I was like, what? I sat on the bed. I was devastated that I heard that. I thought, that can't be true. I was so upset.
Well, you've got to believe in yourself as you believed in Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Oh, that's my famous cat over here, the one always talking to me. The one from the Egyptian Harry.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really
get
beautiful. So your whole life, like your whole life, everything you're doing is your beautiful message that you're putting out there. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're saying she sees you sitting with a nice, delicious cup of coffee tomorrow morning. And just
relax. Awesome. That sounds divine.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got to, like I said, you've got to put fun on that to-do list for tomorrow. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, Harry. Got to have fun. Hear him? Go ahead, yes. Mm-hmm. He patrols like that.
Well, he believes in you, so he's saying, why don't you, you know?
Yeah. I guess I don't know. I thought I did, but. Getting too into the details of it. Something's messing with our phone, huh? Our connection.
Oh yeah, it's like everybody disappeared.
So I'm just listening to all the craziness.
Yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay.
But I just feel like, you know, if you just, like, give yourself a little break and breathe and just be, you're going to be fine. And as Barbara said, you're just trying to fill yourself with other people's thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you've got your own up there, and we've all got everything we need within us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Joan is whispering into Ginger's ear.
Joan.
She's saying, Keller, it's never too late to get your shit together. You're fine.
Oh, man. That woman. Uh-huh. What a
woman.
She's
not saying it out loud. She's whispering in Ginger's ear, so... It came out of you're fine.
Yeah.
You are. Yeah. You're perfectly fine. You're where you should be. Stop worrying. My goodness.
Mhm. I know. I used to say I worry about worrying. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Now she's singing the song. That just what makes that little old Ann think he can move that rubber tree plant?
Right.
She's singing the song.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Lucy and Ethel.
Yeah.
Mhm.
You're right where you should be. You're on time, and you have the ability to do something really amazing. Okay?
Yeah.
So just
I want to do it I leave this earth.
Well, you've already done so much. You've done so many amazing things.
Mhm. True. True.
But you don't see yourself, you know, the way the divine sees you, Teresa, and you have to, okay?
Oh, I know. That's so hard. That is so difficult. Right?
No, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's all a matter of what you believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Far you've come, my goodness.
I know.
You've accomplished so much, my goodness.
Right. I don't discount that. I don't. But I do feel there's truth in what y'all are saying, and I don't know. It's just kind of like reading about Atlantis. I'm looking at anything and everything I can about spiritually awakening. And I mean, and people that have that are already there. I mean, I'm just listening to people and listening to their stories, and that's all. You know, that's all I'm doing. And
okay, here's some statements they want. More Dear Innate statements for you. Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, I release the belief in separation.
Dear Innate, I release the belief in separation. What does that mean?
You'll understand with the next statement. Dear Innate, I am the divine.
Oh. Dear Innate, I am the divine, meaning I'm them too. I'm like they
exactly.
are too.
Exactly. You are equal. There is no separation. There's nothing about them that's better than something about you. None of that stuff is true. You are just as good, and you are equal to any divine being. And that includes
God. And maybe
God.
That's what I'm thinking when I'm listening to them, and I didn't know that. You know, maybe that's what I hold. I don't know. Interesting.
Most people have a belief in separation, just like they have a belief in scarcity. And it's those beliefs that actually keep us from being in unity and wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
With who
yeah.
we really
I mean,
are.
If we would all stop doing that, we are collectively making that so.
Yes.
If we would just, yeah. See, I quit watching the news a long time ago. I just don't, because it'll just do these warped things to you. It's
yeah.
not the truth.
No, it's not.
No. Uh-huh.
So, and that's why they want you to spend more time in you and not, because
in
usually
me.
When you're listening to other people and they're saying, you
yeah.
know, whatever they're saying, you are
yeah.
usually comparing yourself to them, which is something
I
that
see.
You don't ever need to do.
I see. Okay. All right, then.
And anytime you find yourself worrying,
or wondering,
just stop, you know, and make up a little imaginary remote control that changes
mm-hmm.
your thoughts, and click your little remote and change to something that you enjoy, something that makes you feel good, something that makes you smile, something that makes you happy.
Yes. Okay. That's cute. When my kids were little, they'd say, Mom, is chocolate good for you? And I'd say, it makes you smile. It makes you smile. And they'd look at me. So,
well,
okay.
Go more and more into the things that make you smile and let go of everything else. Okay?
Yes. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
All
guys.
Right. You are welcome, sweetheart.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, DC, our next question comes from the chat room, and it's from Lovely Dove. And the question is, she says, hello, Barbara and DC. I'd like to ask what is felt around annual recertification forms that were initially rejected by management, reached expiration date, and have been in review for 2 weeks now by higher officials. So she wants to know what's going to happen with the annual recertification forms.
Okay. Okay, I'm not getting anything bad. I don't feel like anything bad. It doesn't feel negative. I'm getting, you know, she's to stay optimistic and keep, you know, give her a Dear Innate statement in regard to everything works out, you know, perfectly in her life. And I'm getting, you know, What are they showing me here? Let's see. Coming, like, back into balance. I'm getting, like, she's sort of, like, waiting because she's out of balance, Barbara. She's not focused in the right direction. And as we know that each of us create our experiences, we've got to get her back on track. So what are you getting? Because I don't feel anything bad that I'm getting she's not grounded. And it's sort of like the universe is waiting for her to get back on track a little bit.
Okay, well, let's do some dear innate statements. So you get to speak for her.
Okay.
And here we go. Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the stress.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the worry.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the ways I make these forms more important than me.
Dear innate, I release the way that I make these forms more important than me.
Dear innate, I bring my life back into balance.
Dear innate, I bring my life back into balance.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, no one has authority over me.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I release this whole issue.
Dear innate, I release this whole issue.
Dear innate, I open my heart to the solution.
Dear innate, I open my heart to the solution.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Add a nice deep breath.
It felt good to release it, Barbara.
Yeah, it did.
That's a quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Archangel
Archangel
Annie Haniel came in because she's not really connecting with her intuition the way she should. And if she were doing that as well, it would help her to see a little bit more clearly.
Yeah.
So she's very, you know, very, very intuitive. She's got amazing gifts, but she's not connecting with them.
Okay. She's saying she coughed hard. So, okay, that has to do with your throat chakra and you actually expressing. Have you not been expressing? Are you holding all of this in you? It feels like you were.
Yeah, she's not speaking her truth, and that's what happens. Yeah, when you don't speak your truth, of course. Yeah, my goodness.
So the coughing is a good thing. That's you letting go.
Yes.
And opening up to you.
Yeah.
I hear that you are actually meant for so much more than you have yet to do. So no matter how this situation turns out, it's a stepping stone for you moving more into your greatness.
And Barbara, she's got to completely release this situation, completely.
Well, she said the statements we said. So she's letting them go.
Okay. Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah. And call on Archangel Haniel, and she'll help you.
Yeah, because like you said, she mentors so much more. You've got so much potential. You've got so much talent, and you're not connecting with it.
Yeah. So don't see this as a bad situation. That's you making a judgment. And that's you putting energy into it that's not reflecting what you actually want to experience in your life. Make sure you only focus on what you desire. What you desire is to live on your own and to have what you need in order to have a wonderful, absolutely exquisite life. They're saying your life is meant to be exquisite, so that's why they haven't used that word. So instead of seeing that, okay, if this fails, then I'm going to have to, you know, do this and this and this, let that go. And allow yourself to be guided to what is best. So if you have a fear about losing your place, simply say, "Dear Renee, I release the fear of losing my place." And let it go. Whatever fears come up, say, "Dear Renee, I release the fear," and then name the fear and let it go. Because you're supposed to move past this because there's so much more waiting for you. But you can't get there until you let all of this go. Okay, that's what I've got. That's what DC has got. And just...
And you've got to remember, too, Ginger's saying, don't forget, you know, your life is about having fun as well. You're here to enjoy yourself. You're here to be happy. You're here to experience love. And, you know, to really connect with everything that life has to offer. So it's more than just, you know, working, you know?
Yeah. So whatever comes up, just let it go.
Yeah.
Make sure to put the "Dear Innate" in front of your statement so that you are talking to your innate body. That's an important part of it. Okay, they're saying you are on the right track, so just keep letting go of any doubts, worries, fears that come up. You know, get yourself that little remote, like I told Teresa, and click to switch your thinking so that you are not in that negativity. You want to be what you desire.
Ginger has a little statement: for everything that ends, there is a new beginning. I welcome my new beginnings with gratitude.
Yes. And you have to have endings in order to have beginnings.
Yeah.
So endings
yep.
are not bad. They're part of the process. Okay. She's saying, okay, so let's go
Beautiful.
To our next caller from area code 248. Hi, who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hello, Melissa. How are you, dear?
Hi, Melissa.
I'm okay. Hi, DC.
How are you?
I'm all right. I called in tonight. I wasn't going to, but I decided, oh, what the hell.
See that? I like that. I like that logic. What the hell, right?
Yeah.
Very. That's Fan
Dam
Fox.
Well, I've talked to DC in the past a couple times. We're Facebook friends, and we both know Ryan. I don't know if I'm calling in for validation for what I'm doing, or I don't even know.
Well, you know what? The first thing Ryan said is that, you know, that calling in was Fan Dam Fucking Tabulous. And
my favorite.
You're learning to let go of your resistance. You're learning to trust. You're allowing yourself to believe that, hey, Melissa, there is a higher power.
Yes.
Okay. You're, you know, you're believing in yourself and all that all that good stuff. And, you know, the other night it was just like almost like you connected with a little bit of magic in your life, and you saw, you know, there's more to life than, you know, what we do see, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you connected it, which
yeah.
was wonderful. And you had Ryan smiling from ear to ear. He's so proud of you. He's so proud of you. So he's telling you you're doing a great job, okay? And I'm hearing that, you know, he's with Ginger, and he's still saying, I still can't believe the damn dog knows how to give these great readings. And she's saying, get over it, Ryan, you know? Okay, we know. She's having one wonderful, of course. But he's sitting there, and Ginger is just showing me these pennies from heaven. And when she shows me pennies from heaven, it doesn't necessarily mean pennies. It means, like, you know, abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And coming to you on all different levels, you've got to be open to receiving it. Allow the
yeah.
angels, you know, to come in and help you to really stay in the flow of abundance, prosperity. And you have the ability to create the life that you want. You are the creator of your life. Okay?
Yes, I have to keep telling myself that.
And you've got to stay, like, you've got to stay connected with that amazing energy that you connected with the other night. You connected with it. You've got to stay connected with it.
Yes.
You've got a strong connection. And allow it to help you to have everything that you want in life. Okay?
I want it to. I want to. Terribly.
Well, Ginger's saying, honey, just do what you love and the money will follow. You know, what's in your heart? What would you like to do? You have the ability to manifest whatever it is that you're wanting.
I guess I'm just so used to having a partner that would put me down and basically degrade me all the time, so I'm trying to regain all of my positive thoughts about myself.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling that Ryan is like, he has been working with you. And I feel like he gives you these downloads as you're sleeping, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sort of to help you shift positive things instead of the negative.
Yes. I have problems with that.
Yeah, he's guiding you to really to follow your soul's longings, whatever you're passionate about, and really do the things that you love, you know? And he's just so happy that, you know, that you were listening to the little nudges that he's given you to call into our show, because he loves, you know, he loves this show. He loves the Dear Innate statements, and he's, okay, just turn it over to Barbara. Melissa needs a little bit of healing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I release scarcity consciousness.
Dear Innate, I release, what is it?
Scarcity consciousness.
Scarcity consciousness. That's good words.
Dear Innate, I know there is always enough.
Dear Innate, I know there is always enough.
Dear Innate, even though I don't believe it, I know I am good enough.
Dear Innate, even though I don't believe it, I know I am good enough.
Dear Innate, even though this has never been true for me, I allow God to provide.
Dear Innate, though I know this is not true for me, I will allow God to provide.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to open my heart to love.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to open my heart to love.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Innate, I let go of the past.
incarnate, I let go of the past.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yes.
It's like all this stuff is lifting up off you. Ooh, that feels much better.
It's a whole lot of stuff.
It is. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear Innate, I release the need to hide.
Dear Innate, I release the need to hide.
Dear Innate, I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I am good enough.
Dear Innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear Innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear Innate, I create what I experience.
Dear Innate, I create what I experience.
Dear Innate, I make good decisions.
Dear Innate, I make good decisions.
And take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
It does feel a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot.
Good. Now, you are supposed to only think about what you desire.
Okay.
So, again, if you want to imagine one of those little remote controls and you click on it whenever you're thinking about something that you don't want in your life and switch to what you desire, allow yourself to feel abundance, joy, happiness, love, the things that feel good. Let yourself feel those all the time. And there are people who will say, but that's not reality, and you've got to stay in reality. Well, no, you don't have to stay in reality. That's their thing. Let them do it. You get to feel what you choose to feel. And what you feel is not based on what is happening around you or what anybody else says. It is your choice.
Yes.
So you are powerful.
Yes.
Start living that.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes a big difference.
I believe that it will make a big difference.
It already is. You've already changed.
Yeah.
And see, it was so simple.
No, I just have to keep believing it.
What'd you say?
I just have to keep believing it.
You just need to not go back to the old beliefs. You changed your beliefs. You really did. Now, it's up to you whether you stay in the new beliefs or if you go back to the old. But if you go back to the old ones, you can make the Dear Innate statements and come back to the new ones. You can do that for yourself.
Yes.
So you have the power to change your life. You truly do.
I believe that I will. I really do.
Okay, they're giving me one more. Dear Innate, okay. I release being a victim.
Dear Ornate, I release being a victim.
And a nice deep breath. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you are done for today, my dear.
All right. I appreciate you ladies so much.
Oh,
you're
take
welcome.
Care, Melissa. And you know
I
what?
Will.
I just do. There's so much more love and light, you know, in and around you. So even if you can't see it, I could see it, and it's amazing. You might be doing the same old for a while, but you're a different person as you do it. You know, you're just so much, you're so much more transformed and illuminated. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, DC.
We'll
All right.
stay in touch. Don't be a stranger.
I won't. I definitely won't.
Go and create that exquisite life because that's what you're supposed to be living.
Yep.
I will. I will. I will.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you ladies soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, DC. We are done for today.
Awesome. 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 What a beautiful night, Barbara. So many beautiful people, so much love, healing, messages, beautiful.
Yes, definitely.
Aww.
All right. Everyone can find us again on Tuesday morning here on Blog Talk at 9 o'clock Central, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. Mountains is 8 a.m., I think. I'm learning time zones.
All right. Oh, my goodness. I get confused with time zones. They get me, they knocked me right off of my track. Right? I'm just so confused. I'm lucky I know what my time zone is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Houston has been watching us, and she just said that she loves, you know, our God-given abilities. She said, you guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
But yes, oh my goodness, yes. Thank you. Well, I guess
right.
that's Sunday. Oh,
yeah.
Do we have it? Okay. All right. Well, you take care, Barbara. Good night, everyone, and God bless. And we're only, you know, a thought away, and usually you can find us really easily. We're around for quite of the week there. So we're never too far from you. But thank
that's
you, Barbara.
True.
Take care.
Thank you, DC. And you and Jackson have fun tonight.
We will. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.